Balls Deep Action. Looking for the triple X factors of your Mrs. Menstrual Cycle?
Oh, yeah.
Well, get ready for an El Mustachio ride in your end zone. Sit back, relax, grab a bag of spicy meatballs, and slather them with some Tottenham Hotspur. From Flying Piggy Studios, it's the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. Here are your hosts, Jesse and Deliseo.
Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. I'm Jesse and here's Eliseo.
Hey guys, what's up? Here we are for another week.
And today we actually have a special guest with us. We brought on somebody from our league here. He is known as the infamous... Coming out, yeah!
The current owner of of the seventh place in our Balls Deep Fantasy Football League, the one and only Brandon Coming Out, yeah, Harper.
Pleasure to be here with the Fantasy Football Fools. Just excited to talk to the millions of listeners out there.
Of course, of course. And, you know, if you guys want to check out our league, you can always go to ballsdeepfantasy.com. I promise you it is a fantasy football league. All right, let's get right into it. Today we have a nice show for you. Week four is in the books. You know it was all about COVID, right? It was crazy, crazy COVID. Did we actually think that this week was going to happen?
Yes. I mean, wait, are you talking about COVID or football?
No, football with COVID. I mean, there were so many teams that...
It was getting pretty scary there for a second, but I knew it would happen. You know, they would figure it out, but it was getting sketchy for a bit. What do you think?
Definitely got super sketchy. I think late in the week, you know, we already had the Tennessee-Pittsburgh game was moved back, and then all of a sudden you hear Cam Newton gets COVID, and that kind of sparked the alarm. And I think we'd all agree. We saw the group text going like, oh, man, there goes football season. It's over. So definitely something to keep an eye on moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, luckily it worked out, and hopefully I just heard today that the Titans are – going back to practice tomorrow, which is good news. But the Raiders had somebody that they just put on COVID today, a defensive back or defensive end or something. So we're not out of the woods yet. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think we were so lucky those first 3 weeks. There was nothing big that happened. And then all of a sudden we kind of got the big news this week. And I think that's what we were all expecting before the season started. So it just took a little longer to get here than we thought. But it's definitely something that I'm hoping we get a whole season in as we move forward.
All right, let's talk about some of these game scores of the week. So we have the Saints who beat the Lions 35-29. Saints are 2-2, which is kind of crazy. I thought they'd have a better record than that. Lions are 1-3.
But the Lions gave them a run for their money.
They did.
I thought they were going to go quietly into the night, and they didn't. So cool. I don't know what else to say about that one.
I mean, They didn't have Michael Thomas.
They didn't. Lions got up 14-0 in this game and then gave up 35 straight points. So it's kind of a rough game for Detroit, but, you know, they fought back and lost by six.
Yeah, the Saints need some wide receivers over there. That's all I got to say about that. The Browns, 49. Cowboys, 38. The Browns are 3-1. The Cowboys are 1-3. How crazy is that?
That is awesome. I love that. I did not expect it. And then especially when they were making their little comeback, I thought, oh, they're actually going to come back and win because, you know, it's the Browns. But no, the Browns got it together and pulled out the win.
I like to call them comeback Dak.
And we say they're 1-3, but really they should be 0-4. If you guys remember that, the one game they won was that crazy Atlanta game where they got the onside kick where nobody wanted to touch the ball. So Dallas could easily be 0-4 at this point.
Yeah, true.
It's amazing. They have so many weapons on that team, and they are 1-3. Rams, 17. Giants 9. What the heck happened here?
I don't know, man. I thought the Rams were going to shut them down easy. And
you know, the only thing I know is that Daryl Henderson did not show up.
Yeah, Malcolm Brown, I think, had a lot more work than Henderson. But the one note I was going to make was that I think there was more action on the field after the game than there was during the game. I don't know if you guys saw the fight between Jalen Ramsey and Golden Tate.
Yeah. I heard about it.
Do you know about that? You know why,
right? I did some digging. Yeah.
So Jalen Ramsey used to I don't know if he was married or he's
I think he was dating Golden Tate's sister.
And they got two kids together, yeah.
And then he left her for a stripper in Vegas. That's the that's the story, supposedly.
Oh, man.
And she found out that that he left her for a stripper in Vegas when he posted on his Instagram a picture of with her.
You know, I think they play again, right? So this is not done yet. I'm sure there'll be more to come. I can't believe the Rams barely squeaked that one out with the Giants. That's insane. Bills, Raiders. Bills are 4-0. The Raiders are 2-2. Raiders have had a really tough schedule, but the Bills are looking great. That's for sure.
Yeah, as a Raider fan, I don't want to comment. They started off really good, and now they're not so good. Hopefully, we'll turn it around and start putting some more points up.
I got Kansas City this week, though.
Yeah, maybe the week after.
Yeah, you know, like you mentioned, Vegas definitely with a tough schedule, but they've been competitive in every game for sure. And Buffalo looks like one of the better teams in the AFC, maybe taking over the AFC East from the Patriots now. They look like they're the team to beat moving forward.
And then we got Eagles 25, who beat the 49ers 20 points.
I have a lot to say about this one.
The Eagles are 1-2-1, and I know what you're going to say already. Go ahead and say it.
No, no, go ahead.
They're in first place.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous, first of all. For a team to have one win and be in first place is ridiculous. That's how much that division sucks. But, no, we all know they suck, and we're used to it. Like, for the beginning of the season, we all know how terrible they're doing. And the 49ers have had a lot of injuries, but they're still supposed to be better than the Eagles, you know? And their defense just didn't. And the reason why I'm mad is because I have the Niner defense, and they did not show up this week at all. Like, at all. It's the Eagles. The Eagles couldn't beat the Bengals.
It sounds like you lost this week.
Well, that's another story.
Yeah, San Francisco definitely has a ton of injuries, and they're starting to get some guys back. George Kittle was back and had a monster performance. Debo Samuel also back. So they just need Jimmy G back, I think, to get the offense going, which will in turn help the defense.
Yeah, it's true, because even though those guys came back and played well, like, they still couldn't get it done. So it's like, was that on the offense? Was it on the defense? I think the whole team is just...
I don't know, man. I had a parlay going, and it lasted all weekend, and I just needed the Niners to win by 9 points, which I know was a stretch anyway, but they didn't even win the damn game.
Yeah, but see, it's not a stretch when they're playing the Eagles.
That's true.
It's the Eagles.
The first-place Eagles.
The first-place Eagles. Oh, I guess that makes sense now. They couldn't beat the first-place Eagles. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous for sure. Let's move on to some injury news.
Oh, son of a... That's going to leave a mark.
We got Austin Eckler, who was carted off the field with a hamstring injury. Looks like 4 to 6 weeks.
That's a long time. That's going to hurt some teams, because he was, what, like end of first round, beginning of second round, you know, or second round kind of pick. So, yeah, that sucks for some people.
Brendan, you have... Joshua Kelly, right?
Yeah, Josh Kelly, definitely the backup there, who had been getting some pretty equal work with Austin Eckler. So you look to him for him to kind of move forward with taking a bulk of the carries. But they got another guy that I think we're going to get to later to kind of talk about who might be the new guy splitting carries there.
Yeah, he's on the waiver wire pickups. We're going to get to him in just a moment. Nick Chubb, knee out several weeks.
This one's bigger than Austin Eckler, I think, because they're definitely a running team. And he was doing really well, just as last year, even though he was splitting with Kareem Hunt. He was still like a, you know, RB1, like much higher than Austin Eckler in my book. So that's a big hit.
Yeah, definitely a big loss for the Browns. But even with him getting hurt in that Dallas game, they ran for 307 yards against Dallas. And so obviously their defense is terrible. But Nick Chubb went out. He probably had 30 or 40 yards or so, and they still continued to run the ball. Yeah, Kareem Hunt had a big day. And then another backup, again, we'll get to him in a little bit, also had a big day. So I think they're still going to run the ball, and just going to be a bigger workload for Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, definitely. Those are tough, tough losses, Eckler and Chubb right there. O.J. Howard, torn Achilles, season ending. That's kind of rough, but, I mean, I don't know how many people had him on their fantasy team. We're in an 8-team fantasy league, so it's a little bit easier for us, but I'm sure those 12, 14 teams out there, you got to have somebody like him.
Never mind. Yeah, O.J. Howard.
Yeah, O.J. Howard, not a big one,
yeah.
Not a big one, but yeah, Cameron Brate, Rob Gronkowski. If you had all the Tampa Bay tight ends combined, you'd have a good player, but I don't think you want any one of
exactly,
the three.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, they pass the ball around too much. Or don't pass it at all to tight ends. One of the two. Noah Fant, sprained ankle.
Yeah, this one was great too. I picked him up last week because he was doing really good. threw him in there, benched my tight end, threw him in there, said, okay, let's do this. He had a good, easy matchup, and gets hurt and leaves.
I think he's still going to be good. It's just, you know.
I think he cost me this week is what I think.
I think your poor team costed you this week is what I think. Sam Darnold, shoulder. Yeah, that's kind of a, all right, we're good. Devontae Parker. I have Devontae Parker on my team. You know, he's had a hammy injury for pretty much the whole season so far. He gets back in. He rolls his ankle. But he did return to the game. He had a decent game. So I think he's going to be okay moving forward. And then Mike Evans. I know that's a big one, knee, but he did also return to the game. He looked a little hobbled.
He definitely wasn't at full strength. Definitely tough. You know, he's out there still performing and kind of mixing up with the DBs and still coming down with a couple touchdowns. So he's still out there, but yeah, something to watch moving forward. And they play on Thursday, so definitely something to look. Might be a game time decision.
Yeah, same reason why my player Chris Godwin might not make it back in time, also because it is on Thursday.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money.
Here comes the money, man. Time for some waiver wire pickups. We're going to talk people you need to pick up this week that may help you win your fantasy league. Anybody have anybody on the radar before I go into this list here?
I should touch on one more injury, actually, that I thought was important. Julio Jones, Monday night. He played the first half and then didn't come back out in the second half. So
that's
hamstring
right,
injury, had an issue coming in, was kind of questionable, him and Calvin Ridley both. But yeah, he played the first half and then did not come out to the second half. So something to look at.
I'm glad you brought that up because that was huge for me because I have Calvin Ridley on my team and I was expecting a lot, especially it was going to be a shootout. And I was like, great, Julio's back. He's going to get the double team. Calvin Ridley's going to just go off again. 0 points. Zero.
I'm glad you brought that up because it affects my team.
Yeah.
that's all I'll say over
that's
here.
That's what matters.
It was weird because they said, you know, they were going to use him situationally and then all of a sudden he just never came back onto the field. So that is kind of weird. There's really no news I've heard of, but we will continue to watch moving forward. All right, getting into these waiver wire pickups, we have Damian Harris, running back, New England Patriots. He got 11 points, 17 carries for 100 yards. I know he came off the IR. It's New England, that backfield. What do you think?
Well, if you go back to when they were in camp, Harris was the one taking all the first team reps and was doing really well until he got hurt and didn't start the season with the team. So now that he's back, I think hopefully if they, you know, slow him in, hopefully he will become the number one. But we'll see. We'll see how he goes, you know, from it was his first game with the team. So he did okay. He was missing his quarterback, so who knows how that's going to work out, like the dynamic and everything. It was going good to camp. Hopefully it goes well.
Yeah, it definitely made a big impact. But again, as you mentioned, the New England backfield, when Cam gets back, he kind of takes those goal line carries. So you mentioned he came off the IR, and actually Sony Michel went on the IR. So they kind of swapped spots, and it almost appeared they had kind of the same role on that offense.
Justin Jackson, running back, the Chargers. He only got 1 point, but the important thing is he's – maybe
next guy up.
Yeah, next guy moving forward. There's Joshua Kelly, and then you got Justin Jackson. You think it's going to be a timeshare here?
I think it's going to be interesting to kind of monitor. Josh Kelly had a big first couple of weeks and then kind of been quiet the last few weeks. So there might be some carries there for the taking, and they might go with kind of the hot hand approach, and whoever's kind of running the ball well kind of will get the majority of the carries, but definitely going to be a split backfield.
Yeah, you know Jackson will definitely get the like an opportunity.
You know who I think is going to get the biggest bump is Keenan Allen with because they're going to have to pass the ball more. I mean, they're going to try to run it, but, you know, it's Eckler. Eckler's a good player, so we'll see what happens. Dalton Schultz, tight end, Dallas. He's kind of taken over that role that we expected. That other tight end that I don't even – Blake Jarwin. Yes. Yeah. He's taken over the role that we expected him to be in. He got 13 points. The points that I talk about, we're in a league without any PPR. So these are just straight up regular
– Standard.
Standard. Thank you. We are professionals here at the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast.
Raider Stadium.
4 out of 8 for 72 yards and a touchdown. Are you picking him up?
No.
I think he's interesting. The way Dallas throws the ball, I think Dak's thrown for over 450 yards the last three games. And it's got to go to somebody. I know there's a lot of mouths to feed there, but it looks like they're all kind of eating. So, yeah, definitely someone to kind of keep an eye on, but might not make your top 8 or 10 tight ends, but
yeah,
keep them on your radar.
Bye weeks are coming around. Maybe someone to take a look at. D'Ernest Johnson, the running back from Cleveland, the other running back from Cleveland. You got Kareem Hunt and D'Ernest Johnson. 9 points, 13 carries, 95 yards.
Yeah, like Brandon was saying earlier, that team's going to keep running. And, you know, they're not going to let Kareem Hunt do it all. He'll do most, but they're still going to let some guys get in there. And they have a good run. Like, they're running really well, so should be good.
Yeah, he actually led the team in carries last week. So even though Chubb got hurt, he came in and actually had 13 carries, which is two more than Kareem Hunt, who came in with a little bit of a groin injury. He seemed to look okay, but something to kind of keep an eye on. But yeah, D'Ernest Johnson looks like he has definitely a role here moving forward. And just quick fun fact, he's a former mahi fisherman. That's what he was doing before playing football.
So. Wow.
Wow. That is a life-changing event that happened for him. You know, there's a lot of running back injuries, so definitely look at him. Hunter Renfrow, wide receiver, Las Vegas Raiders, 5 points, 5 for 8 for 57 yards. Are you picking up Hunter?
No, I feel like he's always kind of on that same, you know, tier of receivers where it's like sometimes they do really well. They have like this one game out of nowhere, and then you're like, oh, he's going to be good. And then he just goes back to this exact thing, which is 5 points for, you know, 57 yards for the game. So he's kind of like one of those guys that could be a hero all of a sudden for, you know, on a random day, and then you never hear from him again the rest of the season.
Yeah, he seems to make like one big play every game. Probably more of a guy in a PPR format, kind of catches a lot of balls each week. They get a lot of receiver injuries. Henry Ruggs, Brian Edwards, he might be their number one wide receiver, quote unquote. But yeah, not a guy kind of in our league that we're looking to make a big difference.
Yeah, the Raiders are banged up. I dropped Ruggs this week because, I mean, what are you going to do, you know? Scotty Miller, wide receiver, Tampa Bay, 14 points, 5 for 7, 83 yards and a touchdown. I know they called him Potty Miller. Now they call him Hottie Miller. What do you think?
I think they call him Scooter. I think it's what Brady calls him. He calls him Scooter. Anyways, I actually picked this guy up a few weeks ago, and then he had a bad week because he did well even when all the receivers were playing and healthy. He did well, and then that's probably why, because then when they all dropped, his production dropped. Until this week, it picked up again. So maybe I was just early on him.
He's kind of like that weird, like, wide receiver handcuff. We got injuries like Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. So he's kind of gotten some more playing time there. We talked about O.J. Howard earlier. So, I mean, the Bucs got Brady. They're going to throw. They got to throw to somebody. And he's kind of been the healthiest option that they've had. So definitely could make a bigger impression in the weeks to come.
Laviska Shenault Jr., wide receiver from Jacksonville. He's had some pretty decent games. He's more of a PPR guy, I think, but 5 for 6, 86 yards.
I think if it's not Chark, stay away from that team.
Yeah, I agree. You mentioned he's a little unique, and he's gotten some carries out of the backfield as well. So definitely has some potential, but somebody I'm just kind of keeping off my rosters for now.
You got two guys on Green Bay that lit it up this week. You got Jamal Williams and Robert Tonyan. Jamal, 10 points. He had 8 carries, 10 yards, and 8 for 8 through the air with 95 yards. And Tonyan, of course, had 27 points. We're going to talk about him in our top fantasy players later. He was 6 for 6 for 98 yards and 3 touchdowns. Are you looking at any of those guys?
Well, with all the receivers in Green Bay being hurt, I think Tonyan would be a good ad because, like, you know, Rodgers is going to pass the ball, and he needs somebody to catch it, and he's been doing really well. Valdez-Scantling is still dropping everything that goes his way. I think he got 2 or 3 passes this week, and that was it. And,
yeah, you know, Aaron Rodgers didn't even – he passed mainly to the backs and the tight ends.
Yeah, that's he good. Already knows he's not going to trust him, so no
and,
thanks.
And you got Davante Adams coming back soon. I think he tweeted out yesterday morning, like, I'm out this week. Somebody knows my body better than I do, talking about the trainers who were kind of calling him out. So I think he was ready to play. I don't think the doctors were ready to let him play. And, again, they're on bye this week, so they kind of bought that extra time for him. So he'll probably be back, and he's just such a huge target share when it comes to Aaron Rodgers.
T. Higgins, wide receiver, Cincinnati. 8 points, 4 for 7, 77 yards, and a carry for 13 yards. I know you got Cincinnati passing the ball around. What do you think?
Again, no thanks.
Interesting. Come from the guy with Tyler Boyd and AJ Green.
Well,
on his
I thought
team.
That's why I'm saying I'm not interested is because I already invested in those two guys and it's not really working out. So I was like, well, this guy's not really going to make it that much different, you know, if he's passing the ball around. It's not, there's no one main target. I thought maybe AJ Green would have a comeback, but he is not doing it.
AJ Green hasn't looked great, and I think T. Higgins might be the new guy. He seems to have a good connection with Joe Burrow, and it looks like I kind of like him to replace AJ Green.
Interesting.
All right, let's move on.
Awesome!
These are the players that did awesome this week, the top fantasy players in each position based on a standard league. Also, in our league, we actually have 6 points for touchdowns for quarterbacks, so keep that in mind. Dak Prescott, 51 points this week. He had 502 yards and 4 TDs. He has 1,690 yards on the season, on pace for a 6,760-yard season. That is insane.
That's crazy. Like, what are they doing with Zeke? Losing games is what they're doing.
You know what? I got Zeke and I got Dak on my team, and this week it definitely paid off.
They're definitely fantasy monsters. As you mentioned, on pace for 6,700 yards. Just to put that in perspective, the NFL record is 5,400 yards from Peyton Manning, so that would obliterate that record. And the way the Dallas defense has looked lately, they're going to have to keep throwing and just keep throwing like crazy. So, yeah, monster week for Dak.
Do you think Dak is the number one quarterback to have in fantasy going forward?
That's tough. I mean, you're going to get some arguments from people that might have Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes.
Even Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's been awesome. Lamar Jackson's probably going to get better. A lot of guys out there certainly would love to have Dak on my team. He's definitely been performing at such a high level all year long.
Odell Beckham, wide receiver, 33 points, 5 for 8 for 81 yards and 2 touchdowns and 2 rushes for 73 yards and a touchdown. Number one wide receiver of the week. He showed up. What do you think?
I'll tell you in the later segment.
And a quick fun fact. So Odell Beckham, you said 73 yards rushing. That's more than any player on the New York Giants for the whole season. So I know they had Saquon get hurt and they got some other guys in there, but that's a wide receiver with more rushing yards than a Giants running back.
That is a heck of a stat. That is good to know. Joe Mixon, 37 points, 25 rushes for 151 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 6 for 6 through the air for 30 yards and 1 touchdown. Joe Mixon's kind of been off the radar, and he showed up this week.
Yeah, that was really unexpected. I quite literally just wasn't expecting it. And some people are saying that, like, oh, this is it. That's what happened last year. He started slow, and then he gained momentum, and then, you know, he became the RB1. And people are saying that it might happen again. I don't know. I need a little more. A little more proof, you know. I don't believe it's just going to happen just like that. This was a huge game, but I don't believe that he's back on track yet.
I think that's what you're expecting when you drafted him at the end of the first or middle of the second round. His first good game he's had, he's been awful before that. So kind of like you mentioned, just kind of waiting to see more before we fully jump in on Joe Mixon, but definitely a positive sign there.
Robert Tonyan, we talked about him earlier, 27 points, those 3 touchdowns. He overtook the George Kittle, who was the number one tight end of the week until Monday night. We kind of talked about him, but what do you think? Are you picking him up? I think I'm going to pick him up if I have a bye week.
I think, yeah, he's so interesting. You know, Green Bay's always looked for that second wide receiver. It's always been Devontae Adams and who, right? There's been this list of names nobody's ever produced. So maybe he steps into that role.
Yeah.
And then we also, you know, we give love to kickers and defense here at the Fantasy Football Fools podcast. So we had 3 kickers that tied for first place. We had Jason Sanders from Miami. They all had 18 points. Sam Thicken from the Jets and Brandon McManus from Denver, which is funny because Denver and the Jets played each other. So if you have any of those guys, or if you're playing, more importantly, if you're playing the Jets, Denver, it's probably a good idea to get the kicker.
And if you're still listening to this segment because you're into kickers, then this is the wrong show for you. Get out of here. Stop playing fantasy football. This shows you that kickers don't matter.
Yeah, it's true. Defense, Kansas City, 21 points against New England.
I mean, Cam wasn't there. I'm sure that has something to do with it.
Good point.
Took advantage. Brian Hoyer, Jared Stidham. Yeah, that defense just dominated.
All right, moving on.
You blew it!
We're going to talk about the face plant of the week here. I'm going to give you guys 4 different players, and you're going to tell me who you think is the face plant of the week. Who blew it the most? We got Kenyon Drake with 3 points this week. Zach Ertz, only had 2 points. Those are two big names that got drafted early. DeAndre Hopkins, 4 points. And Matt Ryan only got 8 points this week.
So I'm going to have a two-part answer here. My first answer is going to be someone that's not on here. We mentioned him earlier. Calvin Ridley, 0 points. That's the biggest face paint. Number one wide receiver in fantasy after the third week. Scored 0 points, and he's actually still the number one wide receiver in fantasy, which shows you how good he was the first 3 weeks. And so that's a big disappointment. And then my answer of the four choices you've given is Kenyon Drake. He's on my team. He's been awful all year. You're waiting for him to break out. He played Carolina. They've been giving up points right and left to running backs. I'm 95% out on Kenyon Drake. And then he plays the Jets this week, so it's like I'm kind of back in. But I'm ready to give up on him.
Chase Edmonds had all he had all the carries, right?
Kenyon Drake had 13 carries. He just did absolutely nothing with them.
Yeah, that's good. Kenyon Drake was very sad.
And Ridley. I like the Ridley.
Yeah, Ridley, obvious, because, yes, 0 points. And I guess along with Ridley, I'm going to have to go with Matt Ryan because he's been so good. And to be so bad that the number one receiver gets 0 points is kind of on you for the most part, you know? So I'm going to go with Matt Ryan.
All right, you heard it here. I think I'll go with Kenyon Drake, but I do like Ridley also. Those guys are not performing, but you know it's week 4, so you get to decide: do you drop them? Do you stick with them? Going over some week 5 games here. We're going to go quickly over some of these and just see what you guys think is going to happen here. The Bucks and the Bears are both 3-1. Who do you think's got that?
Bucks.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Bucks are going to pull that one out. Bills versus Titans.
Bills.
I like the Bills. This is a weird game because of COVID. We're waiting on Tennessee to get back in the facility like we talked about. So I'm going to pick the Bills, but this could be a game that kind of gets, you know, flexed out to Monday or Tuesday. So kind of keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, the Bills are killing it right now. Titans are also undefeated, but I'm going to go with the Bills. Eagles, Steelers. So the Eagles beat 49ers last week.
Steelers
off of a COVID bye week. They're ready to go.
I agree. Steelers. All right, let's go back to Giants and Cowboys, 0-4 versus 1-3.
I guess Cowboys.
The Giants scored 9 points this week, and the Rams only scored 17.
Yeah, but the Cowboys do have that offense that even if they get going late, they get going, and I don't think the Giants are going to be able to stop that.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys are going to score 40, and I don't think they're going to give up more than that, although they've been pretty bad all year.
And then lastly, Colts and Browns, they're both 3-1.
Oof, this could be good, but you know what? I'm going to go with the Browns.
I think this is a sneaky good game also. I'm also going to go with the Browns. It's hard to say it because you never want to go with
exactly.
the Browns.
You're like, what is going on? I'm choosing the Browns?
Force that one out.
The Browns are good this year. I'm going to go with them as well. You know, they're on top of it right now. All right, moving on to our league and our matchup picks. So, again, we are all in a fantasy football league here. It's called Balls Deep Fantasy Football, and you can go check it out at ballsdeepfantasy.com. We are going to go over the picks from last week, see how we did, and pick our new matches from this week. So we had yours truly, myself, Flying Piggies, versus Coming On Yaha, Brandon, who we have right here. And, you know, I will say before this week, Brandon, you know, he texted out something and he said, I can't wait to play you, LSAO, week 5. And I said, you know, that's great. Just keep overlooking week 4, which it seems like he did because I won 152-81.
Yeah, that's a big gap. What do you think led to your demise?
My guys just couldn't get in the end zone. I'm looking at my team here and take out the quarterback, and we had one touchdown. And usually touchdowns decide things. And I look at his team, and he had, you know, Dak and Odell, who had 84 points combined between the two of them, and I scored 81. So just one of those weeks where I didn't perform, and we'll look to bounce back next week.
And even if you had, there's still a chance you would have lost because, you know, he got 152 points. So.
Yeah, it was just great week for him, bad week for me.
I mean, I think if you're going to lose, you know, score 81 points, that's, you know, at least you're not close.
That's the lowest in the league this year by about 15 points. So.
you picked Brandon. I picked myself. I get a point for that.
Yeah, what a letdown.
X Factor played in your end zone, your team right there, 138-132. You lost it by 6 points.
Ah, yeah. If Aaron Jones had just played those extra
Or Calvin Ridley.
Or had Calvin Ridley just caught something instead of all those other dudes? Or had San Francisco defense just played like the San Francisco did? There's a lot of ifs, you know? If only.
I don't know how many people are injured on that defense in San Francisco, but there's a lot. We both picked you, and we were both wrong on that one. Moving on to El Mustachio's 113 points versus Tottenham Hotspur's 107 points. We both picked Stubbs over Holly, and we were both correct.
Cool.
And Spicy Pedos 124 versus Missy's Menstrual Cycle 105. We both picked Missy to win, but Alex took it with 124. Overall, I'm 2-for-4 this week. You're 1-for-4. I am 9-for-16 overall. You're 8-for-16 overall. So you're talking to the winner right now.
Okay. Early in the season.
We're going to go over this week's teams, and we're going to pick our winners. So we have myself. I'm playing El Mustachios, and I'm going to pick myself again to win. I think that Dak and Zeke are going to bring it like normal. And I have Deontay Johnson, who's actually going to be back, and I think he's going to be pretty good this game.
I am going to go with you as well, Flying Piggies over El Mustachios. And now our guest, Brendan, what's your pick?
I'm also going to take the Flying Piggies. Just looking at El Mustachios, Aaron Rodgers on a bye, Cam Newton with COVID. Just not sure what he's going to do there.
Yeah, he's projected 83 points right now. We got X Factor playing Spicy Pedos. This one's a little bit closer of a game. But, you know, Chris's team, X Factor, he was in last place, I believe, or close to it, and he's in first now. I'm going to go ahead and pick X Factor to take this one.
Yeah, looking at this matchup, God, it is going to be close. I'm going to go with the Spicy Pedos here.
All right.
Okay, and my pick, X Factor is in first place, but he's doing it the way that the Eagles are doing it, with that help of a tie, which won't hold up at the end of the season. So I am going to go with Spicy Pedos.
And then we have Coming On Yeah-ha. Wait, hold on. It's actually
Coming On Yeah-ha!
Playing In Your End Zone. And I can only guess who I'll say I was going to pick, and I can only guess who's Brandon's going to pick. But I'm going to go ahead and go with Brandon with a comeback week. He scored 81 points, and I'm sure his players are pissed about that, not because they need to win their football game. And you're going to come back and win. I got Brandon.
You know, I could see why you say that. However, my team is also really angry, and they're a huge underdog this week. So that's going to make it more interesting. But last year, at the end of the season, I went through both Brandon. I actually played Brandon at the end of the season to keep him out of the playoffs. And then I eliminated Chris in the first round. So now I'm like, I lost to Missy, and then I lost to Chris, and now Brandon's up, and I cannot do that. So it's me, definitely me.
Wow, that was a lot of nothing.
If you guys don't know our league, again, go to ballsdfantasy.com. But LSAO has won his first trophy ever in our league after taking last place twice. So he's very.
But
that's
this
what I was
year,
talking about last year.
But this year, I'm talking about, or I'm going to be the first back to back champion in our league for the first time ever. So look forward to that.
So he has one champion. Yeah, Jesse's won twice. I've won twice. So just let that stand as it may. But I'm going to definitely take myself. He's got his best player, Aaron Jones, on a bye. And looking at his running backs, they're pretty awful. So I'm going to take myself big.
And then we got Missy's Menstrual Cycle versus Tottenham Hotspur. This one, it's tough on this one. She had Nick Chubb, which is a big loss for her. I think I'm going to go with Holly's team. He's got Lockett. He's got Shark. He's got Mike Davis, who actually looked really, really good running. So I think I'm going to go with Holly.
Yeah, I'm going to go Missy's Menstrual Cycle. She lost Chubb. I kind of like some of the depth she has, and I'm going to take her this week.
I am going to agree with Jesse and go with Tottenham.
All righty. Those are the picks for this week. Now we are moving on to
Oh Yeah.
Balls to the Wall. This is the segment where we pick players that are going to go balls to the wall this week. But first, we're going to take a look at last week's picks. I had Odell Beckham with 6 receptions. I said he's going to get 6 receptions for 84 yards and 2 touchdowns. He got 5 receptions for 81 yards and 2 touchdowns, plus 2 carries for 73 yards and a touchdown. He went balls to the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And I went back-to-back with Jerick McKinnon, and I said 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. He got 97 total yards and 1 touchdown. So he's doing well, but definitely didn't go balls to the wall. I shorted it again.
Yeah, maybe it'll be a three-peat. Let's pick this week's. I'll tell you mine. So I'm going with Diontae Johnson this week. He's coming off of an injury. They had, the bye week this week. He's healthy. And he's not the number one receiver there, And they got James Conner. But I think he's going to go for 115 yards and 2 touchdowns this week against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Good one, Jesse. On to you, Brandon.
Good one is what he said about Odell last week also.
I'm actually going to go, you mentioned him earlier, I'm going to go Mike Davis this week. I think for Christian McCaffrey owners, he's like the definition of the perfect handcuff. He's kind of replaced almost all that production. So I'm going to pick him. He's facing Atlanta this week. Atlanta's coming off a short week. Their defense sucks. So I'm going to say Mike Davis goes for 120 total yards, so rushing and receiving, and I'll also give him 2 touchdowns.
All right.
And I know I had told you guys who my guy was, and you guys gave me some grief about it, saying it wasn't crazy enough for you. So I changed my mind, and I am going to go with somebody new. Who is a quarterback who usually has a crazy game at least once, maybe twice a year, and everybody falls in love with him, and then he kind of just gets benched halfway through the season?
Tannehill?
Fitzpatrick. Yes. I'm going to say Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to throw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Wait, are you talking about Fitzmagic?
Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to blow everybody away. We haven't had a Fitzmagic game this year at all. He's been doing okay, He's been scoring, but nothing crazy where you're like, oh, there it is. That's his typical thing. So I think this is the week.
Can I go opposite of that? I'm going to say he's so bad that this is the first week we see Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we got a side bet going on over here. Side bet. All right. You got Tua, and you got, here it is, Fitzmagic.
There we go. That's it.
We'll see how that turns out next week. All right, everyone. Thanks for coming on, Brandon.
Pleasure to be here. Welcome to come back anytime.
Yeah, we're going to have some of our league members on this season to give you a little bit of a different perspective because, we are the Fantasy Football Fools, and we're going to bring in these amazing people that have won 2 championships like myself and not one like LSA over here.
Yeah, well, we'll see it by the end of the year. It's going to be really fun to have Brandon back after this week's little bet that just happened.
Yeah, side bet. I think we do a shot or something if whoever loses. All right. Well, thanks for joining us here at the Fantasy Football Fools podcast. And remember, don't be fools like us.
That'll do, pig.